We've heard a lot lately about the biggest news stories of 2018, but here at WPR, we were curious about what kinds of stories resonated the most with you over the last year.
So our digital team compiled a list of the top 10 most read stories on WPR.org. It turned out to be a list with a lot of variety, including everything from political news to research about microplastics in Wisconsin beer.
Andrea Anderson is a digital news director, a digital news editor for WPR. Andrea, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Well, now looking at this list of stories, before we get into the particulars, it's interesting the amount of variety that got people to click through and check out these stories.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing that I was not surprised about when I was creating this was that there was a lot of variety. There was environment, healthcare, politics, and that's just stuff that our readers and listeners are always interested in. It was not shocking to me that there was such a variety, and I think that's really great. Our audience is really intelligent and they're interested in lots of things.
And, you know, I might guess, oh, what was the top story of 2018? And my answers do show up on the list. And then some things that I wouldn't have thought of that are, you know, important stories, but a little quirkier. And we'll get into a couple of those made it onto the list. So sometimes those unique things really get people's attention.
Yeah, absolutely. Like microplastics in beer. Mm-hmm. You know, that was a big thing. Essential oils being used in an ambulance service was our top story. And that was really... it shocked a lot of people, but also it's a topic people are really interested in, which is healthcare and opioids. So that was shocking, but not surprising at the same time.
Yeah, let's touch on a couple of those you just mentioned. And I gotta say, I missed this one on the way through. Essential oils being used instead of opioids in hospitals. So just briefly, what was going on in that story?
Yeah, so this is about Tri-State Ambulance, which is an ambulance service in the La Crosse area. And they're using essential oils to help treat pain, nausea, and anxiety instead of using opioids when it's appropriate. So the medical director of Tri-State Ambulance told Hope Kerwin, who reported on this story, that using aromatherapy is a way to cut down on the use of pain medication, such as opioids. And that was really interesting to a lot of people because they're like, essential oils? I talked to a lot of people about that being number one. And they go, essential oils, really? They can be used in an ambulance? And I thought that was super interesting and really, like, it touches on a topic that people are really interested in, which is opioids, criminal justice system, and healthcare.
Right. And at first glance, that's kind of a, huh, what? But digging into that story, there are some cases, it turns out, where people were being given opioid medications in an ambulance who didn't need them in the first place.
Right.
And that's huge. That's a huge part of this opioid story.
Yeah. So what happens is they actually put a few drops of an essential oil on a cotton ball, and then they'll tape the cotton ball onto the patient's chest in the ambulance. And the medical director told Hope that, you know, this is also, it helps with the treatment, but also the environment of an ambulance, which can be really terrifying and sterile.
Right. Yeah. Now, and then the microplastics in beer, I mean, contaminants in beer, that's going to be a big story in Wisconsin. That doesn't surprise me so much.
Right. I mean, it's environment, which Wisconsinites are really passionate about, and beer, which Wisconsinites are also really passionate about. So I think when you combine those two, you're really going to have like a story that lots of people in the state care about. And what was interesting about that was that U of M researchers found microplastics in 12 brands of beer made with water from the Great Lakes. And so I think when this idea was first pitched as a story, people thought microplastics in beer. And then the more people learned about it, the more interested they became in it. And I think that showed with our audience was that it was shocking, but really interesting. And another thing that is that it's not just limited to beer. It was found in sea salt and tap water.
Interesting. And that's among the clicks you got on this story was from us here at Central Time, because we ended up doing a segment on that. And that's, we've been following that whole microplastics and Great Lakes water story. Honestly, it was one of our earlier segments when we started the show like 5.5 years ago. So it'll be interesting to watch trends over the years, won't it, to see how these stories keep popping up.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that it pops up in cosmetics too, microplastics being used in cosmetics. And the researcher who talked to the reporter for this story said, you know, hopefully what people can take away from this is that we use a lot of plastic in products when we don't need to. So hopefully that this study can be used down the line to guide what we are and aren't using plastic for.
We're talking to Andrea Anderson, digital news editor here at Wisconsin Public Radio, looking at the top 10 most viewed stories at WPR.org. What that tells us about us and about you and what you want to hear about. Now, Andrea, I think if you asked me what was the biggest story in Wisconsin in 2018, I'd probably go with something like the election, a big change at the top of state government. And at least, and I know we wrote a lot of stories about that here at WPR, one of those made it to the top 10 list.
Yeah, so we had quite a variety of stories in the top 10 list, but one of the biggest stories that didn't make the list, which I think was surprising for lots of people that I talked to across WPR, was when the state legislature passed a few measures through the lame duck session this year. I mean, that was something that all of us at WPR were following really closely. And, you know, we had reporters who were working through the night into next morning. We had lawmakers working hours after hours after hours overnight. And it wasn't even among the top 10. That story wasn't among the top 10. But what was among the top 10 was the state budget committee working to pass these measures before it went to the state legislature. So that was really important to people. We had Governor-elect Tony Evers defeating Republican Governor Scott Walker. That was among our top 10. We had a poll that was the first poll that came out after the August primary for the gubernatorial race. And that was among our top 10. And that poll showed Tony Evers leading Scott Walker. And what I thought was really interesting looking back at that story was you had both campaigns, Walker's campaign and Evers' campaign, saying this is going to be a tough race. And like, this is an important race that people are really watching. So looking back at that story, I thought it was like a little bit of foreshadowing, but not, because how can you foreshadow at that point?
Sure. And one thing that strikes me about those kind of stories is we write probably, I don't know, 50 or 100 stories in a month, maybe, on a governor's race, something like that. So if you put all of those together, that might be cumulatively the top story. But for one particular instance to break out against, say, the essential oil story, where there's only one piece on that. So that might be why the top 10 list shapes out the way it does.
Yeah, that's incredibly possible. I would really like to know, like what goes on in people's brains to kind of figure out what really is the most interesting to them. Because I wonder if at some point they get a little inundated with politics and need a little bit of a breather, or, you know, some of that hard-hitting news. So when you see, like, essential oils and ambulances, it's, like, just a little bit of a break.
Now, of course, we cover the whole state here at Wisconsin Public Radio. One of the stories that made the top 10 list came from Danielle Kading in Superior reporting on the dramatic flooding. Not the only floods in Wisconsin this year, but very dramatic flooding in northern Wisconsin back in June. It seems so long ago already. That's a story that, I mean, dramatic pictures, dramatic things going on, that caught people's eye.
Yeah, absolutely. I really think those visuals help bring people to where a story is. And Danny does a really great job of covering a large swath of the state and getting news out there quickly for our listeners and readers. And this story was it was a big one for her area. And so this was a story about another round of heavy rains. And as you said, it was in June. It caused two deaths, a number of road closures and washouts that were long term, and the rainfall caused high waters in some areas that rivaled the flooding that occurred in June 2012. And if people can remember back that far, that was 6 years ago, and it caused tens of millions of dollars in damages.
We'll be talking more about dramatic weather events in Wisconsin in 2018 tomorrow afternoon with a Wisconsin-based meteorologist. Andrea, I know 2018 is done. There's no way to predict what's going to be next in 2019, but what kind of stories are you watching for that you think are watching for on behalf of listeners, I guess, to catch those stories that maybe are off the beaten path that they're going to click on?
I really think that any story that is human interest, that brings a real person into the story, that can share something that they've experienced and something that's touching them, whether it's politics or the environment, something that a person can convey and tell their own story about, is really going to interest our audience. So I don't think it really matters what topic it is, but so long as there's another human being who's experiencing it that can share their story with our audience, I think our audience is really going to latch on to that and feel that.
I'll watch out for those. Andrea, thanks a lot for joining us.
You're welcome.
Andrea Anderson is a digital news editor for WPR. She was with us to talk about some of the most read stories from WPR.org in 2018.